One singular sensation, every little step she takes. Fun, thrilling combination. Every move that she makes. One smile and suddenly nobody else will do. I love that we are on different rhythms. Very different.
No, we're on the same one on my end.
On my end.
I think it's just delayed. I think it's delayed for you.
So I think we were both on the same one. So if it's very odd. Anyway, perfect. Welcome to the one and only America's Next Top Best Friend podcast. That song was written about this podcast. If you didn't know. We are a singular sensation, even though there's two of us. Speaking of sensation. I am Amanda Mitchell, and I'm here with my favorite person, Hillary Hello Kitty Sussman.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you. How are you, my princess?
I'm good. I'm a little bit stressed, honestly.
Sorry?
Because I just moved into my place over the weekend.
Her new place.
And I'm still unpacking and building furniture, though I did build my bed the other day, and it looks amazing. Cool. I just have zero free time, and it's stressful when you're like, I want to unpack. I need to, like, move in. And you're like, I don't have the time to.
Hillary, the bags that I brought in from my Mexico trip have not even entered my bedroom. That's how unpacked I am.
When did you get back?
Saturday at midnight. So it's been 72 hours and I'm like, I'm not going to, I'm also going away this weekend. So why am I going to unpack my bag?
Well, yeah, that's true.
At this point, it's like,
Where are you going?
I'm going to Miraval. I'm going to the Berkshires.
To Dorinda's?
No, I wish. I should ask where I can go to Bluestone Manor though. Just like stop by. Sci-fi. Knock on the door. Knock on the door. Ask if Dorinda's there.
Love her.
Yeah.
Love her.
Love her. So that's where I'm going because I don't like being in my apartment apparently. But I'm not going to turn down a chance to interview Huma Abedin.
Well, yeah.
Not going to turn down that ever. So that's a big deal. Anyway, we are finally. Finally finished with Australia's Next Top Model
Cycle 9. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Especially because apparently Cycle 10 is even more of a slog. So maybe we should actually listen to Nick and do two episodes. shut up. Don't do that, you asshole.
Two episodes. That's like 2 hours of just watching and taking notes.
Or you can do what I do and do it at 1.5 speed.
It's actually genius.
Yeah. Why have you not been doing this entire time?
No.
I've literally, like, since we went on to like doing it where we're watching it like on the computer, I watched it at 1.5 speed. And I can just, and you can go back and like, and I get my notes done. I think I can get my notes for this in 45 minutes. Yes, mama. She's
interesting.
So yeah, that makes doing 2 episodes a week easier for us instead of doing 2 hours. It's like it might take you an hour to do both episodes. You're welcome.
Fuck.
She's like, well, good fuck, to know. Now I don't have a job. Yeah, no option. It's fine.
Good to know.
Good to know. But yes, we're done with cycle 9. It was very obvious from episode 1 who was winning. And that made it hard to enjoy. This finale was really filled with a lot of B-roll.
So, like, I think it took, like, 10 minutes before I started taking actual notes.
Ooh, oh, no,
I was just
literally.
Like, here's a montage.
Yeah, I was like,
here's another montage. Here's a recap.
A slow-mo montage, a recap.
Yeah.
Another just, slow-mo montage, a recap.
It was a lot of montages.
Yeah.
It's a lot of montages.
Yeah. A lot of. So, not happy about that, but we made
did
it.
Did not
through.
Love it.
Didn't love it. Because it's like, what else were we going to talk about? Because 90% of the hour was B-roll.
Yep.
So, well, whatever. We'll find our way. We'll make it through. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so should we get into it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it.
So basically, the opening montage is like... I also noticed that in every montage where it was like the girls talking about their journey or the girls talking about whatever, Brittany was always first. Did you notice that?
Yeah, until it came time to judge the photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because she had
to. They had to have her last. And that was the other way I knew she was winning. It's like they had to put her last, so they made sure. Because it wouldn't be a big fanfare if they were like, oh, your score is low. Lucy, you're the winner.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they needed her to, exactly. Mm-hmm.
They already knew. So, yeah. But it's, like, Brittany showing. It's, like, the Brittany, how Brittany got favored in this entire competition hour. And Lucy being like, I'm 16 and I've known I wanted to be a model for, like, half an hour.
Yeah. It was basically just, like, cementing what their narratives have been all season, which is Brittany's a tomboy and has no confidence. Mm-hmm. And Lucy, like, was born to be a model, like, physically and emotionally. That's all she's ever wanted.
Mm-hmm. So, and then they reveal to us what the absolute most psychotic decision, other than crowning Brittany, the second most psychotic decision they made this season. Third, I'm sorry, because, like, eliminating Izzy that early, that was a psychotic decision. That was crazy. But, like, Tyra Banks as a guest judge? No wonder the shield.
Do not give her that power.
And the way they acted was like she was gone. Literally. She was gleeful. She was gleeful about it. Like, she, and I was like, Alex Perry has had that power all season. And even he wasn't that arrogant. And he wasn't that arrogant about it. You know?
He needed them to have, like, a standoff.
I was waiting for it. And they kind of
Australia's Next Top Model, the quality of girls is above America's Next Top Model. And he was like, I've been saying that for years.
He's like, I've been
known.
And
then she was like, wait.
He was like, wait, I can't wait. I wasn't supposed to say, don't tell him I said that.
Yeah.
It's like, they still brought the show back.
You're supposed to actually compliment me now because I just complimented you.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? You're agreeing with the mean thing I said.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. So you think you're pretty?
Yeah.
So the girls are staying in, or moving for the finale into the darling penthouse at the Star Hotel.
The Star Hotel,
which is where I stayed in Los Angeles because I was at a hotel with Star.
Stretch.
I also got to be here this weekend in the Miraval, so that's going to be the Star Hotel too.
Tell her hi, I miss her.
You saw her more. Oh no, I never seen. You didn't see her more recently than I did. I saw her last night, and I'm going to see her in like 2 hours. So whatever.
So they meet Jen, and in some warehouse.
Yeah, they're in the judging room.
Where they are?
Well, no, not for the photo shoot. When they go to meet with Jen, they're in the judging room.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's when she's like introduces them and tells them they're shooting for Elle Australia.
Oh, with Justin, that makes sense. Because the garage door does open. Yeah. And they have another slow walking montage.
Oh, like, and that one was the longest one.
Oh my God. I was like, okay.
They got longer as the episode went on. The montages did. They were like, we got to fill this hour.
Yeah, exactly. They did not have the fortitude
and the willpower, I would go back and actually time how long the montages were and add it all together. I don't, though. But yeah.
So they meet Jen. They're going to be shooting an 8-page spread for Elle Australia, and they meet the editor, Justine Cullen.
Yes. And the concept of the photo is models off duty, just personality. And this page spread is going to be an 8-page spread, but they're going to have to choose their hero shot, and that's going to be the last one to be judged and scored.
Yes.
And the girl with the highest score is going to be Australia's Next Top Model, and only she will have her photos published, because we're not pulling any fucking Amanda and Kelsey bullshit here.
God, that was so fucked up. I truly forget about Cheyenne and Didier because this was like a part-time job for them this season. They just showed up when they wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Like, to the point where my note says Jonathan and Cheyenne.
Jonathan Peace hasn't been on this show in like 5 seasons. Not that long, but still like 2.
He haunts your psyche.
He does. But yeah, makeup, montage, hair, montage.
And then we get our Lukes.
Uh-huh.
So, which include overalls, farm chic.
They weren't overalls. It was a jumpsuit.
It was overalls over a white shirt.
No, that was a jumpsuit. It was a vest. It was a jumpsuit with a vest. Overalls have the things. This was a jumpsuit. It was a vest.
Either way, Brittany
I loved actually it.
Looked really good in it.
Bitch. She looked so good, and I was like, I would wear that. Like, I was like,
she looked hot in it. She's because so she was good. Like, she walked out and was like,
she was feeling herself. Full
slouching, like little tomboy, which I was like, normally I hate this, but in this outfit.
Very much. Yeah. But what a nightmare that outfit would be to pee in. A nightmare to urinate in.
Oh, absolutely not.
Because all those buttons.
There's a lot of buttons. And they only have, we find out they only have half a day to shoot a full story. Yeah. And they have to do two of them.
Yeah. So basically, imagine? So basically they had like four, I think it was like 4 or 5 hours to shoot both girls. It's not enough time to do all of this. To restyle. And
Brittany, like, is smashing it. She does amazing.
It was wild.
Smashed it.
Like.
Yeah, she's doing great. She's whipping her hair back and forth, and everyone's obsessed with her.
That all black plunge jumpsuit, like the bodysuit with the plunge
and the fur coat. Yeah, that was so good on her.
Oh my god! Honestly,
almost all the outfits the styling on her,
yeah,
except for I think the leopard print dress looked better on Lucy.
It is better on Lucy, but like I will commend the Al Australia people here because the styling on this shoot was impeccable.
Yeah, and beyond.
Like, beyond. We've never had starting like this first shoot on the show.
No, it's never. Always been bad.
Yeah. And this would always be, this would absolutely run, you know? This I can see actually running is like, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
It makes, it's cohesive.
But unfortunately, she starts to feel sick halfway through the shoot. She like gets a headache. She feels nauseous. She's like super heated.
It's not good for her.
I mean, you're under those studio hot lights for, like, what, 6 hours?
Yeah, those hot lights.
They have, like, what, 12 hours total to shoot?
And the room couldn't, like, you can't open a window. You can't, there's no windows to be opened. You can't open a door. Because you're in a warehouse. You can't open a door because it'll throw up the light. So it's, like,
Cheyenne, like, takes her into a corner and sits her down and, like, holds her hair up off her neck.
Yeah. But because I think they thought she was, I think Brittany thought they thought she was having a panic attack. But I think they were just annoyed because they just didn't need this to happen. They don't have the time.
Didn't have the time. Yeah. Just like, we're on a tight schedule. Uh-huh. We have less than 15 minutes to get each shot.
Yeah. And they just shoot three looks.
Yeah. And we have three looks left. Mm-hmm. And we have,
But poor Lucy. And
Brittany's
also.
Not good. Yeah. She's just not good.
Not good. But poor also Lucy, though. They bring her out in, like, the middle of Britney's photo shoot.
Oh, yeah.
To make her watch.
They're like, this is how well she's doing. You scared yet?
Are you scared? Are you worried? Are you concerned?
And she's like, yes, I fucking am, obviously.
She's like, I'm 16. Of course I am.
Yeah, it's sad. I'm trying to get this knot out of my necklace.
I hate that. I know that feeling very well.
It's the worst.
The fucking worst.
Brittany finishes up on a high note. She gets it together.
Mm-hmm. She finally does. It's very funny.
Then Lucy comes out. Yeah, Lucy comes out. She starts off, like, very smiley. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Please do
something. And Didier's like, she psyched herself out by watching Brittany. And I'm like, you pulled her into the warehouse and made her watch Brittany. Just like Cheyenne does. Yep. To Brittany for Lucy shoot.
And I loved it because Justine from Elle is savage. Because at some point she goes, Lucy, like, there's no pressure, but we need to see who you are.
Yeah. She has no empathy. She's a businesswoman. She is on a time crunch. Mm-hmm. She's like, I could do this in my fucking sleep.
Right.
Lucy starts off more hesitant than Brittany, but I think she looks better in certain outfits than Brittany.
I agree.
Like the fur outfit with
the fur
plunge.
Outfit and the plunge. I think she absolutely wore that better than Brittany did. Even though it was more like it was the same outfit, but like the only way to interpret it was like Lucy was giving Cher while Brittany was giving Janis Joplin.
Yeah, Brittany was definitely giving Janis Joplin, like, and Lucy was giving
glamour, like 70s glam.
Yeah, like I was thinking like Stevie.
Like Jerry Hall. Yes, like Stevie.
Yeah, Jerry
like,
Hall.
Very that. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, oh, and also.
Studio 54.
Yes, exactly, which is great on her. So she, yeah, she gets it together, she relaxes, and by the time she's, like, in the groove, Cheyenne brings Brittany out to watch, to torture her. And she, like, finally figured out how to be sexy. I was so proud of
when
her.
When she started, like, relaxing and started having fucking fun.
Yeah, that's and, like, I was playing like... with her hair.
I was like, give it to me, finally, finally, like...
I don't remember seeing Brittany in that mod dress that Lucy had.
I didn't remember seeing that either. I don't remember seeing that. No. Maybe they skipped it.
But I was like, obviously that would look better on Lucy.
Yeah.
So she's cute. Like 60s, like twiggy.
Yeah.
And so by the end, Justine's like, wow, I thought like Brittany was going to blow Lucy out of the water, but this is actually a hard decision now.
Mm-hmm. Like, really? She really does say that.
Yeah.
And like, also, I will say these two girls, despite both being tall brunettes, are very different. And I'm kind of glad that they made a point to like point that out to the audience. And they were like,
yeah.
This is
Taylor Swift versus Rihanna.
I hated that.
I was like, inaccurate. Not the celebs I would pick.
Not the celebs I would pick.
Who would you pick?
Not those.
I was getting like Cara Delevingne vibes from Britney. Like, because she was like slouchy rocker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then... maybe more like Karlie Kloss.
I was going to say, like, yeah, if you're doing models. Lucy. If we're going to do actresses.
Like,
I
would definitely
say,
more like, girly.
I would say, like, if we're going to do actresses, I would say, like, Kristen Stewart versus Carey Mulligan or, like, a Michelle Williams. You know? Mm.
Yeah.
Like, that little twee, pretty. But also, I mean, looking at Lucy's Where Are They Now, bow, boy, were we wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Boy, were we wrong.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk about that, bitch.
We was wrong.
And we'll admit it most of the time.
So, the next day, Lucy wakes Brittany up.
Yeah.
She has to film on her own phone.
Because my notes were like, when they first went to the hotel, because they were jumping on the beds, I was like, do they have to share a room in the penthouse? You want me to take you to a penthouse and you want me to share a room with my competitor? No, and then Lucy went into the room and I was like, oh, okay, maybe.
I think she had her own room.
I think they had their own rooms. Because, like, yeah. So, I'm hoping. Because I would be
going on starhotel.com,
writing a trip on tripadvisor.com, being like, I just watched an episode of Australia's Next Top Model from 2015, and the women had to share the penthouse. Please explain post haste. Thank you very much. A possible future, probably unlikely to be guest of your hotel.
Should I look it up?
Yeah. Okay. Does Star Hotel have a penthouse? Does Star Hotel penthouse have two bedrooms?
Star, I mean, to be closed, hotel. Oh, Star Gold Coast? That's I not guess, it. We're in Sydney, right?
I would think so. I mean, maybe there's only the Star Gold Coast. Maybe they filmed the finale in Brisbane. You know? Hmm. Interesting. Oh, there is a Star City.
Anyway.
There's the Star City. It came off.
Okay. So, thank God.
Mm-hmm. And it Googles the Star Hotel. The Star Sydney.
Sydney.
Choose Hotel, the darling. Okay.
You guys, this is totally search affordable. Rooms. This Should is, we go?
This, let me look. How? Is it in Amanda, Australian dollars?
Australia one day when we can afford to fly first class. Because absolutely. I refuse to be on a plane for 24
and we're
hours.
Sleep in the pods.
And not. Yeah, we need a pod for that.
Uh-huh, I'm gonna get me a pod, you know. Okay,
that's...
I'm just putting in random checkout dates. I'm gonna see how much this costs. Because I thought these are in Australian dollars, too.
Like hotels and spas. The Darling, okay, cool.
Yeah, the Darling. The Darling King, the Darling Twin, the Jewel Suite, the Jewel City Suite. Okay, where is the penthouse? Okay,
Did you find it? Rooms and
okay,
suites.
First of all, if we're looking at this, there might not even be a penthouse.
Maybe they just thought they were in the penthouse.
Maybe they lied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adored suites. Oh, no, penthouses.
Oh, cute. penthouses.
Let's see. This is important.
We're very intrigued. We need to know.
Wraparound windows provide breathtaking views of the Harbor Bridge. Blah, blah, blah. Each penthouse has 2 bedrooms.
Okay,
each with their own bathroom.
See, guys, we're...
With Balmain Paris Hair Couture amenities.
Good for them. That's nice.
Oh, but there is a master bedroom and a guest bedroom.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting. Very intriguing. Very interesting.
Oh, wow. I'm so jealous of them. Wait, how much are you... hang on. I'm going to find out how much this is.
I'm just looking.
It's going to be too much, but hang on. I'm going to put us in like August 21st, my birthday.
Okay, yeah.
Through 24th. 2 guests. Search rooms. Why do I care so much?
Because.
I do.
You do.
I haven't traveled internationally since before... what accent? Anyway, since before COVID.
I just got...
How do you say before in an Australian accent?
Before.
Since before COVID.
Before COVID.
Our poor Australian listeners are like...
Why?
Blink, blink, blink.
Can they be done with this show and go back to talking about America? Can they please not move on to... Our British listeners are like, can you please not do a Britain's or Ireland's Next Top Model? They're like, can you please not? We've dealt with this for two years.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't even show you the penthouse when you try to book it. You search the dates. You're right.
Maybe it has to be, like, maybe... I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Maybe you have to, like, call.
Maybe you have to call and ask. Meow.
Modify. Anyway, should we get back to the show?
Yeah, let's get back to the fucking show.
Okay. So what's next? Their moms come to visit.
That's cute.
Okay, we are staying here though, by the way.
At this hotel.
When we visit. It's only like $250 a night. We can swing that.
Yeah, we can swing that. What's $250 AUD to USD? Let's see. Looking.
We could get one, the jewel suite.
That's only 108. What? It's a whole, no. It's a 200, really? According to Google.
We have to get the spa suite. There's a gigantic tub.
And then we'll be in it the entire time.
Wow, I'm so excited.
Anyway, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we see a we get a mentorship montage at this point, too. But then we see the moms. And then, what does Lucy's mom say to her? Because she says something that is an insult, but it's not intended to be an insult.
Oh, no.
She says something
I don't know.
She says something like, you're stronger than I think you are.
Are you sure it wasn't you're stronger
no,
than you
No, because I went back and listened to it twice.
Wow. I mean, that makes sense,
I think it was just, like, a bad turn of phrase. I don't think she realized what she said. I don't think she meant it like that, you know.
Maybe she just meant, like, you've grown a lot.
Yeah.
And you are, like, you're more...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can handle more than I... ever thought.
Like, Lucy's some sort of Slavic or Russian, correct?
Yes.
I mean, her last name ends with V-I-C, so.
Lucy something of itch.
Yeah, something of itch. Very that.
What is that?
The table.
Was somebody knocking?
No, this table was me laughing. It was my, it was my.
I immediately went to ghost.
My vase left. My vase, or my lamp. When I lean on my desk, it does that. Anyway, so the girls head to the studio where the runway is, and this is a big deal. Jen is waiting for them, and guess who else is?
Their friends.
All the little girlies are here.
All the eliminated contestants. And Lauren runs right up to Brittany and just, like, salivates over her.
Yeah,
helps her.
Yeah.
And nobody, is really picking who they think is going to win because they're trying to be polite. Except Lauren is like, Brittany's going to win. And then Jordan's like, Lucy's going to win.
Mm-hmm. And they know. They know.
And everybody secretly knows Brittany's
going to win. Uh-huh. Everybody knows. And so then...
Oh, my God.
I don't want to talk about it.
So then Jen announces their guest judge... And she goes, the big and fabulous. And I was like, Tyra will have your head for that off screen.
For saying the word.
You know she clawed her eyes out when they were done filming.
Exactly.
Big and fabulous.
Big and fabulous. Like, you know.
You cannot, unless somebody's, openly, large and like that defines themselves as that. Like, even though Tyra pretends she does not.
Oh yeah, Tyra, it would get mad if somebody called her plus size.
100%. So Tyra comes out. She talks to Brittany in her ghetto voice.
Okay, and first of all, you're skipping over so much shit.
Oh, okay.
First of all, the girls are freaking out. And it's Tyra Banks. And my note is just, Hillary and I cannot escape this woman. We will never know peace. We will never know peace. Did you see that she's starring in a remake of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead?
Yes, I did see that.
What the fuck? Who let
Who sent that? Me that? Somebody sent me that. That wasn't you. And then you sent me that.
Because, like, And then there's other things.
Put it on the story.
No, because that was the thing about the drag queen show, like the baby drag queen show.
Oh, that's right.
And she's
doing a lot. She's working.
She's staying booked and busy, but also I'm like, didn't you basically get Dancing with the Stars canceled because you were so bad at hosting? They said they were gonna try to move it to a streaming network. Like, anyone's gonna watch a streaming, like a live TV show on Disney Plus?
Also, I cannot escape the Smize Cream emails. I've unsubscribed so many times and they just keep coming.
Ever has seen one, so you are alone in that.
I don't know what to do at this point. I feel like I'm being stalked.
She saw you using them to follow you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She found out. Mm-hmm. She found out what I was doing.
Mm-mm. And also, Tyra is wearing her Raquel Welch wig. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I call it the Raquel Welch wig because it has that like big bouffant bang, with the side part, which mm-hmm. makes her look like a newscaster.
Yeah, like a Fox News.
And, yeah, reporter. It's a bad wig. The lace, the hairline.
Mm-mm.
Like, we've seen Tyra some bad wigs in the show, but this one, because we've seen it before and we've seen it since, this is a bad wig. And she thinks mm-hmm. she is working it. And she is wearing a too tight corset. Let's talk about it. That mm-hmm. top did not fit her properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was walking on the runway. She walks out normally and then decides to pivot to what she probably thinks was her Victoria's Secret walk, but also does a duck face. It's very bad and awkward. And that runway is so long that I'm glad they caught it. Because I was like, I don't know how long she did that for, and I'm glad that we didn't have to watch it for longer than, mm-hmm. like 3 seconds. You know?
Yeah.
And then, but she does help call all the girls individually, but then as soon as I wrote that, she hugged two people at the same time.
Really?
Yeah. She hugged, like almost everyone individually, and then two girls, one of these double hugs, you know? Yeah, but then when she's talking to Brittany, she immediately goes into hood voice. What is mm-hmm. wrong with her?
I don't know. What? She's like, Lucy's the sweet girl. She, like, she's basically
talks in her baby them. Voice and talks in her, like, it's like, Tyra, nobody wants to listen. Like, if no one wants to listen to us do accents, nobody ever wants to listen to Tyra do an accent.
No, she's like, she talks to Brittany in her like Ebonics mm-hmm. ghetto voice. Yeah. And then she talks to Lucy in her baby voice.
Yeah, literally. Her sexy, sexy baby
because
voice.
She loves the same thing she did to
We haven't used shut name? Up in so long.
What's we her haven't... name from Brit vs. USA with the pigtails?
Ebony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, but also, we haven't said you shut up in so long. I just want to say that felt so good.
Yeah.
You shut up.
We should do that as the end of our episodes.
I know, we stopped doing it. Because it stopped being relevant. But yeah. I don't know why we stopped. And it was so fun to say.
I know.
It's because we were in the middle of COVID. We had no idea what anything was.
No. We just lost our minds. So Brittany starts crying. She's like, I grew up watching INTM. And then basically it's just time for each of them to blow smoke up her ass. And they she's just like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. What does being Australia's Next Top Model mean to you?
Yeah.
And instead they have to answer like, we love you so much. We're going to ignore the question and just tell you how much we love you.
Like, it
and
that is
acceptable.
I bet Tyra was like, I did not get on the 16-hour plane ride to not get complimented.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did not do that. So it's in my contract that these girls, like, there should be no less than 25 comments or compliments a second about me.
Correct. So she meets with them each one-on-one.
Yeah.
Goes through their portfolios.
Yeah.
And again.
Says what we are have already been saying this entire season.
Yeah. No new takes.
Uh-uh.
And again, makes them cry.
Yeah.
To gain her strength.
Uh-huh. Because she needs, and especially from, like, also, she's never judged a girl this as young as Lucy has. So she was salivating to get them good tears.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, that good underage tears, babes. Yum.
And then I can't remember which girl she says it to. Who did she meet with first?
Lucy.
Okay, so it must have been Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
When it's time for her to go, she's like, thank you so much, like, bye, and leaves. And Tyra goes,
bye.
And I was like, I have to write that down. That was like the worst sound clip I've ever heard. It was like a baby voice laugh.
Bye.
I'm shocked you didn't record it to play.
I'm shocked I didn't record it either.
I could just pull it up on the computer. But
I'm gonna pull it up.
So much work. While you do that, anyway,
while I do that, yeah. On.
But I will say that Tyra does make a good point when she talks to Brittany, when she was like, there's so many women out there who are beautiful and get told their entire lives that they're beautiful. So I'm kind of glad that, like, you recognize that it's important to actually build character and, like, it's important to be something that other than just beautiful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've appreciated that.
An excavator.
Like, yeah, that's one of those things I don't think Tyra has ever been so articulate about, you know? Like, really been able to articulate in a way that doesn't sound like an asshole.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Even though I don't believe Brittany doesn't know she's beautiful.
I can see
that I'm sure part. She's like has insecurities, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I just don't see it.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, so. We go to the runway show. Not the actual runway show, but they meet Jen before mm-hmm. the show starts.
Yeah.
Runway show.
Yeah.
It's live.
Yeah,
live.
This is a, yeah, yeah. So, it's a getting ready montage. That's what we get. Mm-hmm. And I, at this point, I'm like, this is a neon runway. Thrilled. I was so excited when I saw that bright orange dress, I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. And then I saw that yellow, I was like, yes, injected into my veins. But I'm also glad that this is not a live runway.
No.
They said no more live television. We do not trust Jennifer to host a live final.
And they have a reason not to trust. They should have trust issues.
I do.
So Jen comes out and introduces the judging panel, mm-hmm. which is obviously Alex Perry and Ty Ty Baby.
Yeah. Like, again, Ty Ty Baby comes out and they kiss her ass. They just found more ways to reword the original introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they introduced her in the first part of the episode, they just mm-hmm. they basically said, got the thesaurus out and just changed the words out. But it's the same level of kiss assy. You know?
Yes.
Disgusting.
And then Brittany opens the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but this is when Tyra's like, I think the girls here have the oomph. And Tyra's, and Alex is like, you know, I think this is the perfect season for you to be on because all the girls really do have international potential.
Oh,
but
God.
Is this when they were bickering? I think it was here. Or was it
yes.
Later? Yeah. This is when they were like, when Alex was a thing. Like,
wait. Is it here? Yeah, I think it's here.
Yeah. I can't remember. I know I wrote it down. Oh, no, it's not here.
Oh,
it's
no,
later
no,
on.
It's after,
yeah,
it's after
I looked. Yeah. So basically, yeah, the runway begins. Brittany's up first in a strapless orange gown. She looked amazing in that gown and that shade of orange.
Yes.
I wanted every...
Lucy was kind of just wearing a wedding dress.
I literally said, I can't wait to watch Brittany's or Lucy's bridal career.
Mm-hmm.
Because... she would have, but also Tyra yelling, cheekbone, and Brittany on the runway. You stupid. What's wrong with her?
Cheekbone, honey.
But Lucy's got a good walk. But you know who eats up this runway and really makes sure she takes her time? Our girl, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
She said...
Tyra loved her,
too. Tyra loved her. Yeah, Tyra was like, that girl's intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why we love her. Jess is wearing the fuck out of her dress.
Jess looked amazing. She looked amazing. Izzy...
looked incredible.
Crushed.
But then, yeah, Izzy crushed so much that, like, they barely showed us anyone else's runway. Except for Aida, who they really wanted to make sure that we knew. Still, like, got control over them ankles.
Hang on one second. I have the part.
Okay.
I feel like I'm somebody now.
Shut up.
I felt like she really understood me, and that was awesome.
Okay, here it is.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That killed me.
That killed you.
That was the funniest thing I have ever heard in my life.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my god. She is a barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a barbarian. Bye. I'm going to be doing that for the rest of the day. Oh my god.
Back to the runway show. So, yeah, anyone? Oh, Aida also. I think her feet got better.
I just said Aida, she's still like got no control over them ankles. She's still wobbly, but she's...
It looked much better.
It was better, but it was still not... She was still weeble wobbles and they all fall down.
Yeah, I was still nervous an ankle was going to snap in half.
Snap! And then Brittany and Lucy get to do their finale walks, and then we get a voiceover from all of the other girls randomly. And it's very much like Brittany and Black and Lucy and Yeller.
Yeah, like a lime green. I was like, almost.
Like, did you guys do that on purpose? Like, is that like a thing? Like,
yeah, uh-huh. The sunshine versus like, the night.
As like the narrative here, I see it. But they put Lucy's gown had this incredible asymmetric square neckline. Like, it was a very simple dress.
Yeah, I did like that.
I loved that. And I literally was like,
where can I get this dress?
I literally was like, if they made that dress in, like, a light pink or a champagne color, that would be my wedding dress. Like, without question.
I'm sure you could get it.
Girl, I'll have someone make it for me. You know. Yeah, but yeah, and so at this point, Tyra finally admits that the Australian girls are better than the American girls, which we on this podcast, we have no qualms about admitting that the Australian girls blow the American girls out of the water.
Sorry, facts.
Yeah, and Alex is literally like, yeah, we already knew, and Brittany's just, or Brittany, and Tyra's just like, oh,
yeah, she's mad now. She was like, only I can say that, actually.
It's like us about Kalamazoo. It's like, we can talk shit about Kalamazoo, but you cannot talk shit about Kalamazoo. Yeah,
nobody else can. No. Thank you.
Thank you. And so then, like, they bring the girls out, Brittany and Lucy, and Tyra basically points at Brittany's mom and is like, tell her how she changed her life. Like, I was like, why? Oh, leave her alone.
Yeah. She's like, you guys aren't crying. And like, Lucy starts crying immediately, but Brittany doesn't. So she goes, yeah, turn to your mom and tell her how much you love her, what this means to you. And then she starts crying, and Tyra's like,
exactly.
Job done.
No. Nope.
She just knows how to make these girls break down. Mm-hmm. The giraffe of a hat. Mm-hmm. So then we go into Jujing.
You got to Jujing. I was like, what is Jujing?
Jen says they're going to be judged off their hero shot,
yeah,
which is the fur and then like the dropped neckline.
Yep.
And Lucy's up first. Mm-hmm. And they're obsessed.
Yeah, the entire audience goes, "Oh."
But I will say it's giving a little stank face.
In the close-up,
I was like, but was far away, I was like, yes.
It was giving a little funk.
Yeah, a little, like she's smelling something a little funk.
Like, or like she's trying to smell, because she thinks she smells some funk in the air, you know? You know, when you're like, is something smelly? And you're like, you know, real hard.
Yeah. But they're obsessed with it. They love it. Alex has been waiting for this. Tyra... I think she looks like Keira Knightley, which I don't agree with.
Yeah, high fashion.
I don't think Tyra knows who Keira Knightley is.
When Tyra called her a high fashion Keira Knightley, I literally was like, "Isn't Keira Knightley like
all already high fashion.
Wait, wasn't she the face of like Chanel?
Yeah. She definitely is a model, actually, basically.
Like, I'm pretty sure she started as a model, babes. Like, you know, whatever.
And then we see Britney's photo. Mm-hmm. And she's giving... I also thought it was very interesting that they waited to judge until they saw both photos.
I 1,000% agree.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't do that ever in judging.
Nope.
And that's it's what like they had to, like... compare them before they could.
Isn't that basically what we said last week? And why the judging, like the numerical judging, is a failure on that end because of that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Agreed. That's actually a really good point. That, like, I mean, there's plenty of reasons why numerical judging like this is a failure and will not ever work. It's mostly because of the bias, but I think it's that's a really a key point, you know? Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I don't think Britney looks like herself, but I love it.
She's giving sex doll.
She's giving Kate
Moss. Her mouth is, like, hot, open.
Open. Giving sex mouth. Doll. Yeah, she looks cool.
But she does, yeah, she looks cool. I agree that she's got, like, that Kate Moss bone structure straight on.
Mm-hmm. And we never, I feel like we've really seen her straight on in a really long time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she does have an amazing... I mean, profile and side. And profile inside. Profile in front.
Jen's like, I love your raw edge. I'm astonished by the beauty.
Raw. And this is when Tyra called Lucy the Taylor Swift and Britney the Rihanna.
Yeah, the world wants two types of aspirational women. Like, the good girl and the girl who, like, bucks all tradition and just does what she wants.
Yeah. I'm like, Britney is not Rihanna. Not That's even it. Close. Yeah, I would say Kristen Stewart. I would give you that, but she is not a baddie.
Britney is not a baddie. Britney is not, especially knowing what Britney became. Britney is not a baddie. Like,
it's, yeah,
like not to judge Britney for her future choices, but like Britney is not a baddie. No. Britney is the girl who buys shirts that say "baddie" on them,
or like dump him. She wouldn't.
Yeah, she would never dump him, no.
So, we go into story.
Such a read.
Jen gives Lucy a 10.
Uh-huh. And Jen, at this point, says, I can't fault it. And I point that out for a specific reason. We'll get there.
Ooh, okay.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Alex, 9.5.
Uh-huh. High fat, street fashion, expensive. Alex is like, I thought you could do this from the beginning, which is what you and I have also been saying about Lucy.
Yeah.
We're waiting for you to break out of that good girl mold, and once you do it, you're gonna break
out. That was the only thing she hadn't done yet.
She hadn't done. She
is like, give it a different look.
Yep.
That wasn't catalog.
Exactly. And Tyra's like, I love a versatile model, like a model who can do whoever, and like is actually astonished that Lucy turned this out. She's like, who is that? I'm like,
yeah.
Same. And Tyra gives it a 9.5.
It's Lucy.
So Lucy gets a 29 out of 30, which means Britney needs a 29.5 or higher to win. And Jen is like, I think the shot is stunning. It's strong. I can't fault it. It's
again,
a 10.
She can't fault it.
And then I was like, bitch, find a new phrase.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, because she's played favorite. Or she's had, like, favoritism toward both of them, so she really doesn't care at this point.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to cut the check and leave.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not making hard decisions tonight.
Absolutely
I'll leave that to our guest judge.
That is for the guest judge.
So.
Thank you for being here while I did that.
And then Alex gives her a 10.
Uh-huh.
And I think at this point, Lucy's like, okay,
So, yeah. So, Tyra's like, I'm feeling the pressure. No, you're fucking not.
Oh, Tyra loves it. She's like, I can't believe it's all down to me.
I get all of the attention right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
For all of me. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's like, I guess your fate is in my hands. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of attention, have you read that Vanity Fair article about the Grey's Anatomy writer?
No.
Who, like, lied about having cancer?
No,
it came out yesterday. It came out on Monday. The second part came out either today or yesterday. But like, it's a must read. It's wild.
She has cancer?
No, she lied about having cancer to get
Vanessa Bayer's show.
Yes, but like also like lied about having cancer and then basically was like, like also co-opted the life of her partner for trauma, like trauma mined her partner for her own. Yeah, it's fucking wild.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's like how deep of a liar she was. And there's an amazing line in the second part where her friends were like, when they like it all comes out, her friends were like, we got ready to mourn her, and then she died in a different way. Because the person they thought she was dead. It's like, it's amazing. You have to read it. Just okay. Saying. And I can't wait for somebody's gonna adapt it. It's gonna happen like real fucking
oh,
fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to.
Uh-huh.
Very There's bad. So many women scammers.
I mean, everyone loves the narrative.
In media, in yes. I want to watch all of the movies about
Everyone's
that.
Everyone's on the narrative.
Anyway, Tyra gives Brittany a 10.
Yeah.
And yes. There you have it.
Also, like, Tyra, what this was, what, 2015? Was Tyra still in baby mode? Because, like, her energy, he was very talking to a baby. Or, like, I want to be inspirational on TV and give these, like, long screeds about being, like being motherly to people, you know?
Yeah, she
like,
does love that.
She that was her time, her era where she was just being real mother, real mm-hmm. mom. And Brittany's Australia's Next Top Model. She's weeping. Good mm-hmm. for them. And here, I was like, why do I have so many more notes? And then I looking at it again, I realized yesterday I was doing my Top Chef notes, or a few days ago, and mm-hmm. I swapped the documents. So at the bottom of this deck, I was like, where did half of these notes for this episode went when I did them? Because they're in my top model notes. Good for me.
Good for you. Well, we do still have a lot to talk about because
Where Are They Nows, which is amazing. So we're gonna start. We're gonna go all the way back. We're gonna go to Jess. Yes.
Yeah. My baby queen.
Yeah. So, she kept a really steady career. She signed with Random Management, which is a really bad name for a management team. Random Management.
So random.
And IMG Sydney, and she was in the Sunday Times, the iconic Oyster, Zoom Magazine Canada, New Zealand Wedding, Sauce, The Senses, Pages Digital, and Vogue Australia. She modeled for the Melbourne Fashion Festival, Sydney Insider, Roofsteak, One Teaspoon, Natalie Marie Jewelry, Veil Denim, Oyster Beauty, Supre, Ruby, Mucci, and 26 Swimwear. She's still with IMG and only has 9,000 followers, so that's probably why she doesn't get a ton of work, but...
Interesting.
Yeah, good for her. Love that for her. So then...
we do.
Alex, unfortunately, never made it big. Upsetting for me and you. How dare the world not recognize what they had? How dare they?
Sad.
She did about 300 photos and most of them are just tests. She signed with Debut Management, was okay, Superior, and Noctis Magazine. Her other jobs included Berger Bridal, One Family Clothing, Zachary the Label, Jewelry by Nina Flash Gordon, Novo, and IMGIA. She dyed her hair black for a few years. She now has an OnlyFans.
Okay.
She charges $25 a month, so we love that.
That actually makes so much sense.
Definitely doesn't look this same as she used to. Definitely is a big fan of some fillers, you know. Definitely loves a filter.
Yeah.
You know, her Instagram is very much kind of what you would think it is. You know, she looks like she's got a cute cat though. So
love that for her.
But she has 32,000 followers on Instagram. So
that's pretty good. Okay, yeah. Love that.
Mm-hmm. The biggest success from this cycle, surprisingly, Miss Lucy Babes.
Babes.
She didn't do the commercial career at all. 2015 Lucy to 2022 Lucy are pretty much very different people. Very drastically different. She signed with Priscilla's and IMG and with Cult Models. Fabrizio Milano Management in the Maryland agency in New York. She was in Dolly, The Iconic, Lita, Lab A4, iMute, Today's Shop Till You Drop, Fashion Journal, Lobster, Alice D, where she was shot by Pierre Toussaint, 5'11", La Pierre Deuce, Doing Bird, and Sleek. She had lookbooks for One Teaspoon, Daniel Avakin. Wow, there's so many. One by One Clothing, Lioness, Shona Joy, Wella Professionals, We Are Kindred, Violet Louise, Sass and Bide, Running Bear, Drew Solomon, Pieces Oceana. Like, I'm skipping because there's so fucking many. And then she walked in Mercedes-Benz Fashion Festival in Sydney 2015, Melbourne Fashion Week in 2016, and Australia Afterpay 2022, where she walked alongside Victoria's Secret Angel Megan Polari at the Fashion Palette 2018 Showcase in Sydney.
Okay.
She's done work for Carla Zimpati, Madaviski, By Johnny, Beck and Bridge, Yuxin, Daniel Afkarian, Cynthia Rowley, Dusky, Anna Kwan, Holy Stone, Oscar De La Renta, Kukai, Emporio Armani, Alice McCall, which I love,
Jesus.
Mariam Sadiq, like a Rebecca Valance, New Gen. Yes, she is. She just beats Izzy as the most followed from the cast, where she has 67,000 followers on Instagram. And Jesus. It looks like she stays booked and busy. And she's very, very thin, I will say, though. A little too thin. If the photos on her Instagram are any indication. But she's got a short, cute little haircut. Like Hari Neff. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So. And then. You ready to rage?
No, it's fine.
Brittany was an uppercase bold flap. That's why.
Wait,
I said,
really?
Like, that's why I said, you want to rage? That's what I mean.
Oh, I thought it was going to be she's successful. And I was like, no, I'm like happy for her.
No, it's the opposite.
Wow. Tell me everything.
According to the very last archives of the All Australia's NTM Gallery on the Wayback Machine, thank you, Nick, for doing this research, which is in September 2019, Alex had 370 photos, Jess had 436, Lucy had 576, and like probably by now, like Lucy has something over 700, whereas Brittany had 103, and this includes photos from the show. So that means that Brittany took less than 90 photos after winning.
Are you fucking kidding me? Everyone was so obsessed with her, like the guy from IMG, the chick from American Elle,
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Yeah. Wow, I'm so annoyed.
So she She signed with Vivian's Models. Her only magazines were Fashion Journal, Pages Digital, and a spread in Harper's Bazaar with where she was modeling Alex Perry designs. She
of course
was in his 2016 lookbook, model for Swarovski, One Teaspoon, Westfeld, and Retrospect Vintage. Besides walking for Jean-Paul Gaultier in Paris, which I'm glad actually happened, her only other runway was the Witchery Spring and Summer 2016 launch, and she was in a Ford Australia commercial. She has done literally no modeling since 2017, and now she is a stay-at-home wife.
Okay, not surprised.
So.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, obviously.
So. Yeah, and apparently she has 23,000 followers on Instagram. And all of them are very filtered. It looks like she's a baby. Maybe she's a baby.
Wow.
No, I don't think she's a baby. But like,
trying so hard to like her and really failing right now.
It's not great.
She stole that opportunity from somebody who was actually good at what they do.
Yeah, very that. So,
interesting, Brittany.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Wow, I thought you wanted this opportunity.
I thought you were going to appreciate it. Disgusting.
Okay. Well, do you want to do our social media? Because I'm so mad.
Yes. You can find all of our social media links at americasnexttopbestfriend.com. You can send us an email, nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. You can support us on Patreon so we can live our Australian dream one day.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/nexttopbestfriend. We are still recapping JDMA, much to Amanda's chagrin. If you want to find our media accounts, we're on Instagram and Twitter. Amanda's at Loch Ness Manda, and I'm at Hilarious123. Yeah. And that is it for Cycle 9, Australia's Next Top Model. Hey, Hang on, I want to play that clip at the end.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, ready?
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Feel the change, y'all. Love you.